He set out the Conservative plans for more oil and gas drilling in the North Sea, as well as tougher sentencing for some criminals. Most of the content of the speech had already been announced. The Liberal Democrat leader, Sir Ed Davey, wasn't impressed.
I was really a bit surprised, actually. He was really tired. This was not a vision. This is a government that's clearly run out of ideas, almost admitting it. And frankly, the sooner they're put out of their misery and we have a general election, the better.
Israel's Prime Minister has vowed his country will have overall security responsibility in Gaza for the foreseeable future. Benjamin Netanyahu has indicated he intends to maintain control of the territory in a US TV interview a month after Hamas's attack. He says there won't be a ceasefire until Israeli hostages are freed. Palestinian politician Mustafa Barghouti doesn't trust him, though.
Netanyahu is not only a war criminal, he's a pathological liar. Can anybody in the world really convince me or convince you that killing 6,000 children in Gaza is justified?
Nearly 300,000 women at risk of breast cancer in England are going to be offered a drug which could stop them getting it. Scientists say anastrozole reduces cases by around 50%. Captain Sir Tom Moore's daughter has lost an appeal against the demolition of an unauthorised spa at her home in Bedfordshire. The inspector ruled the size of the block was at odds with the house. Profits at Primark are up by 11% in the UK, despite the retailer bringing in selective price increases over the past year. It also expects to benefit in lower material and freight costs in the next 12 months. And Coca-Cola, Danone and Nestle are being accused of greenwashing over claims about their plastic bottles. The European Consumer Organization is taking up a legal complaint because it says they can never 100% be made of recycled materials. And that's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Simon. Well, another largely sunny and dry day. As I say that, the sun goes behind a load of clouds. With a top temperature of 12, which will dip to around 6 degrees by dawn, we can expect periods of light rain for much of tomorrow, with more light rain, albeit with a better chance of seeing some sunny intervals on Thursday and Friday, while Saturday should be mainly dry and bright. Little overall change in temperature is expected throughout.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Britain's award-winning Scott Ross.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Feeling
Jason Donovan there, proclaiming a tyranny, broken hearts in the world. And it's Scott Ross here with you for the second hour of Tuesday's 1-2-3 show. At about 2:30, Margaret Mills returns to tell us about a militant suffragette from Hatfield Peveril. But first off, it's time for music now from the J. Giles Band. Centerfold, Sir J. Giles Band there, and whistling off into the distance. Indeed. Now, looking forward to Saturday week. That's the 18th of November. This is definitely a date for your diary, particularly if you like quizzes, because Hazel's quiz is going to be held at the Billericay Women's Institute, St. Edith Lane, Billericay, on that very day. Now, this is in aid of Billericay Community Archive. Teams of up to 8 are permitted, but individuals and smaller groups are also welcome, as the organisers will try and make up teams. Do take along your own nibbles and drinks. Tickets to get in, £6 per person. You can reserve your places by calling 07802 154 677. It's a mobile number, 07802 154 677. It all starts at 7:30 in the evening. You can get more information by going to the website, all the W's, billericayhistory.org.uk. That's billericayhistory.org.uk. And, of course, if you missed any details, you can also go to our website at phoenixfm.com and just follow the links to local events. And now, Tucky and Zamaro, it's The Trusted.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Hi, my name's Rob Harvey, and if you can join us on a Tuesday evening for Simp City, it starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. for Simp City on Phoenix 98 FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Could you give the precious gift of time. Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Remember this golden classic.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Scott Ross.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Especially for the 1985 blockbuster movie Back to the Future. The track became the biggest hit for Huey Lewis and the News, but curiously, it was not actually the cut that was used in the film. That was just the demo version. In fact, the track actually used was released ahead of the movie, and its success forced the producers of the movie to speed up the release of the film. A second track, Back in Time, was subsequently recorded by the band and played on the film as the credits rolled. So if you enjoy your music from the 80s, make a point of joining Xanthi Behrman for our 80s show Greaties here on Phoenix FM, which airs Sunday evenings between 8 and 10 p.m. Right now, let's head on to Canada Docks with Alex Hopkin.
I was feeling kinda nervous. Split my personality. Half a person on the surface, half a struggle underneath. That day, that crowd, you came and threw your name to me. Don't know quite how. Here we are without a garden. Guess a single room will do. In a studio apartment. If I'm living here with you. No more cracking under pressure. Like I did before me. Now I pull my life together. Cause you should be hard to figure it out. That day.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, we still have the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16. That's between Ingatestone and Gallywood for resurfacing work. And note that you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on Three Mile Hill, on the A414, that is, and you have to follow diversions through Ingatestone. Close to Doddinghurst, a park closure is affecting Doddinghurst Road, and a temporary traffic signal is also in operation on the A129 Rayleigh Road at Church Lane. And one lane of the entry slip road onto the anti-clock M25 is closed at Junction 28 at the Brook Street roundabout. A127 eastbound has slow-moving traffic between the A176 for Note Bridge and Pipsil Road North. That's due to roadworks in that particular area. Looking at public transport right now, no problems that I can see on C2C or Greater Anglia. But note that if you're heading at London bound, there's a part suspension affecting the Docklands Light Railway. That Docklands Light Railway is operating only between Canning Town and Beckton, with just a limited service between Woolwich Arsenal and Poplar, but due to strike action, no service is operating on any other routes. And the Elizabeth line also has a part suspension and severe delays, but the problems are way away from us. They're between Maidenhead and Reading. Apparently there's been a fault with the overhead power lines at Twyford, so they're trying to sort that out at the moment. Other than that, everything looks hunky-dory. And, of course, Joe will have a further update for you at around about 3.25, but at 2.27, you are fully up to date. And keep you to transport now, here's Train.
While everybody else is getting out of bed, I'm usually getting in it. I'm not in it to win it. And there's a thousand ways you can skin it. My feet have been on the floor flat like an idol singer. Remember Winger, I digress. I confess you are the best thing in my life. But I'm afraid when I hear stories about husband and wife, there's no happy endings, no Henry Lee. But you are the greatest thing about me. It's love. To my love too, we can be them two birds of a feather that flock together. Love, love, got to have something to keep us together. Love, love, that's enough for me. Took a loan on a house I own. Can't be a queen bee without a bee throne. I wanna buy you everything except cologne, cause it's poison. We can travel to Spain where the rain falls mainly on the plane. Sounds insane, cause it is. We can laugh, we can sing, have 10 kids and give them everything. Hold our cell phones up in the air and just be glad that we made it here alive on a spinning ball in the middle of space. I love you from your toes to your face. It's love. Loving you, and you're addicted to my love too. We can be them two birds of a feather that flock together. Love, love, got to have something to keep us together. Love, love, that's enough for you. Me. Getting out of bed, I'm usually getting in it. I'm not in it to win it, I'm in it for you.
98 FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
It's Tuesday afternoon again, and that means it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, you're looking at an Essex suffragette. Now, we've talked about suffragettes before.
We have.
What's so special about this one?
Yes, that's right. We talked about them quite a lot. 1918 being the year that women were given the vote. This is a lady called Grace Chapelow, and Grace lived in Hatfield Peveril. She was born in 1884, we know, not born in Essex. She was born in Islington in London, but she was living in Hatfield Peveril with her family, and she was quite a militant suffragette. She belonged to the WSPU, the Women's Social and Political Union, and visited, we know, Leicester, where the then Home Secretary, a gentleman you may have heard of called Winston Churchill, was making a speech. And her aim in visiting Leicester, where he was making this speech, was to leap to her feet and cry out votes for women and disrupt the speech. And in November 1911, shortly after, she was arrested for trying to disrupt this speech of his at Leicester. She travelled from Hatfield Peveril to London and tried to gain admittance to the House of Commons, where obviously she wanted to promote the cause of votes for women. She was arrested. She was taken to Holloway Prison after her trial, sentenced to a period in Holloway Prison. After leaving Holloway Prison, she smuggled out with her a cup that she'd used for her, presumably for her water, while she was in prison. And she'd engraved on the cup, votes for women, be free, and the words, down with Asquith. Asquith was the Prime Minister of the time. And if anyone would like to see the cup that Grace Chapelow smuggled out of prison, then go to Chelmsford Museum and you will see the very same cup on display.
Well. Okay, thank you very much. And next week you're going to...
We're going to be looking at the site of Old Wooden Water Hall.
All right, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98 FM.
Me and Lonnie come down a Cadillac outside Laredo in the heat of the sun. Salesman, we were just children on the run. He talked real funny, like we never heard. Must have been foreign, I guess. And I felt like an actress in old movie. 'Cause Lonnie saying goodbye to the one. mistaken. It couldn't have been. You couldn't have seen him yesterday. He's doing some deal up in Baltimore now. I hate it when he's away. You must be mistaken. I'm sure that you are. There's more than one car with stickers on, and lots of young guys wear corduroy pants, and I'd know if he hadn't gone. Take that look off your face. I knew before. If I'm not mistaken, it started last year. I'm not very clear how it began. I noticed a change, but I just closed my eyes. There's only a woman.
Marty Webb there, Take That Look Off Your Face, which is a song written specially for a kind of a cycle of songs. It was a song cycle show, and the show was called Tell Me on a Sunday, believe it or not. Before that, it was Kiki Dee from her album Loving and Free and the Ballad of Lonnie and Josie. Time now to hear from Apollo Junction. This is truly magic.
This wonderland. I've been living in a daydream, daydream, caught in a stream, and I'm hoping maybe, maybe it's got to be you and me.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken, and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back
at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Up now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Fun Radio! It's a dream! Yes, indeed! Number one!
That's the 2018 remix of Whitesnow's Here I Go Again, which was originally recorded way back in 1987. Anyway, let's come a little bit closer up to today's dates. This is a song from Hometown. This is Where I Belong.
Trying to get back in. With all of the things we've overcome before, what is it now that you were looking for? Love is a deep and mysterious road, and under the sheets you better carry your load. You gotta let me in. So wake me up and show me we're gonna be alright. You say you're feeling lonely. Hey, I feel the same tonight. So come a little closer. I need you by my side. When everything goes wrong, you're where I belong. Myself and now we're coming apart. But if you love me, won't you let me know? It's getting late and I don't wanna go home. So wake me up and show me we're gonna be alright. You say you're feeling lonely. Hey, I feel the same tonight.
Putting me in my place, telling me where I belong. And that just about wraps it up for me, Scott Ross, and today's 1-2-3 show. All being well, I hope to be back once again on Monday at this same time. But stay tuned now for Joe Bailey, on behalf of St. Francis Hospice. We'll be looking to see you safely home this afternoon on Drive. And don't ever forget that as you get older, it's the things you didn't do that you'll regret. And we'll play out now with Roachford, who's high on love. But from me, bye-bye.
Keep my head above the darkness. Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.